Alabama's illegal immigration law was known as the toughest in the nation. Previous court rulings had already temporarily blocked many provisions of the law. If this agreement is approved in federal court, it'll have permanently lost some teeth. Cecilia Wang is with the American Civil Liberties Union, one of the groups that sued over the law.
You need not be an undocumented immigrant to see this resolution of the lawsuit as a very positive step for Alabamians. There are so many civil rights violations that would flow from this sort of state anti-immigrant law that it's truly a victory.
The Alabama law included a wide variety of provisions critics said were designed as self-deportation policies for undocumented immigrants. These ranged from criminalizing the solicitation of work to making it a crime to provide transportation to any undocumented individual. It also included provisions unique to Alabama, including voiding contracts if one of the parties involved was an undocumented immigrant, and requiring public schools to check the immigration status of newly enrolled students.
Many undocumented people actually have U.S. citizen children, and so the prospect of verifying and asking questions about immigration status in a school setting was an extreme deterrent to these children trying to access an education.
That's Christy Gronke, an attorney for the Southern Poverty Law Center, another group involved with the challenges to HB 56. Gronke says that since the law went into effect, they've also seen undocumented immigrants unable to establish utility service and suffer from wage theft. The proposed settlement agreement also addresses HB 56's Show Me Your Papers provisions. Again, the ACLU's Cecilia Wang.
The state has agreed with the plaintiffs in these cases that the Show Me Your Papers provisions do not authorize any police officer or sheriff's deputy in the state of Alabama to detain people based on suspected immigration violations.
Wang says the repercussions will be wide-reaching in Alabama.
This is a really significant victory because the Attorney General's acknowledgement that any such detention would violate the Constitution is going to be key in protecting communities around the state.
Reaction so far from Alabama officials is muted. In a statement, Alabama House of Representatives Majority Leader Mickey Hammond, one of the original sponsors of the law, said the settlement was a great victory. That's because much of the law is still intact. One element the settlement didn't address is a provision blocking undocumented students from attending public colleges and universities. Victor Chikawa is an undocumented student at the University of Alabama, Tuscaloosa. He found the settlement disappointing.
I thought of all the other undocumented kids that I met that had wanted to go to university but weren't able to do so. And I thought, with this settlement, a lot of the doors for them in Alabama are closed.
A federal judge is expected to rule on the settlement in the next few weeks. For WBHM, I'm Rachel Lindley.